Joe Biden's approval is underwater by double digits in YPA ahead of campaign stops. By Wendell Hasebo on August 30, 2022. President Joe Biden's approval rating is underwater in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, two states the president plans to visit on Labor Day to boost the Democrats' midterm hopes. Biden announced he will visit the states while polling shows the Senate races are tightening. In Pennsylvania, Radical Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D, is leading Trump-endorsed Dr. Mehmet Oz, R, by about 5 points. Polling is a bit tighter in Wisconsin, where Radical Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is leading Senator Ron Johnson, RY, by 2 points. Biden's appearance in both states may not benefit Fetterman or Barnes. Biden's polling among Pennsylvania voters is 17 points underwater, 37 approve, 54 disapprove. Among Wisconsin voters, Biden's approval rating is 15 points underwater, 39 approve, 54 disapprove. While Fetterman has agreed to campaign with Biden on Labor Day, he will reportedly not meet with Biden on Tuesday, the president's first of two visits to the state in a week. It is unclear if Barnes will meet with Biden in Wisconsin. Biden's underwater polling in both states is likely a deterring factor for both campaigns. Fetterman and Barnes seem to be dueling one another for who is the most radical candidate in 2022. Barnes has advocated for abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, permitting driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, giving in-state college tuition to illegal immigrants, and defunding over bloated police departments. He favors an entirely government-run healthcare system, canceling the Senate filibuster, and packing the Supreme Court. Barnes has objected to felons losing the right to vote and has supported the Green New Deal. In order to address this crisis and the environmental injustices associated with it, we must take urgent action, and we must ensure those actions are equitable and inclusive. Anything less will continue the long pattern of environmental racism we have witnessed in this country, Barnes has stated. Fetterman has pushed safe heroin injection sites. Fetterman believes it is important that we as a society provide government-funded drug dens, and also decriminalize drugs across the board, including meth and heroin. The Democrat candidate also wants shortened prison sentences for murder, and protective sanctuary cities for people who enter the nation illegally. Any Democrat that doesn't agree with this policy is pandering to xenophobia. Sanctuary cities ensure the safety and well-being of everybody, Fetterman stated about Philadelphia's sanctuary city status. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.